day was the last day I got one. I don't remember. Oh, Tuesday.
How you doing, Miss Gale?
Hey, good. How are you, Moon?
All righty. Everything is fine. We prayed about it and everything is good. Oh, I'm going to hand the phone to Otis and good doing, I think, what is our guarantee that, like, you're not a fraud person? I'm just going to ask the question. Like I said, I deal on is that, because, you know, we get ready to put in the money, is that we got the cars to back up and, you know, all that. But, you know, I like everything that you're saying. You know, okay. Like I said, dealing with telemarketing. So what is some guarantees, that how we can know who you are for real? I ain't got time to look you up on Better Business Bureau and all that stuff right now.
Sure.
You know what I'm
saying? I can send you a link so that you can look and see that we're Google Premier Channel Partners. I could send you a link to the website. I can, other than that, I'm not sure.
I don't need
nothing
much more than that. Now, I mean, you're a registered company. I can find you. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay. You're a praying man. You're a God-fearing man. I'm a God-fearing woman. I hand to God. I am who I say I am. And Local Splash truly exists.
Okay.
We're based in Costa Mesa, California. I work remotely from home. I live in Colorado.
Okay.
Does that help you?
I already prayed about it, so I'm all good. But yeah, that does help me a lot, because now I can get something that is there. And so who's going to be? Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're worried about paperwork and stuff, don't worry. I'm going to inundate you as soon as we start the setup process. I shouldn't say inundate. I'll have probably 4 emails for you total. Everything we talked about in writing with the package price and everything I promised you, so that's all in writing. You'll get a copy of your receipt. We'll do a voice verification, which outlines for you the services that we provide.
On that voice servicing and everything, I would like Brother Clapton to be on my paperwork. is that possible?
I don't know about that. All I can do is ask.
In other words, I wanted his number on record, because if you can't get me, it'll go right to him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gotcha. I totally missed it. Yes, we can do that, of course.
I want to go in there somewhere as far as access. I want to have access to anything that I have access to.
Got you. So are you guys together? Well, wait a minute. You're the registered owner of the company, right, Moon?
I'm the registered owner of the company.
Beautiful. Okay, so then normally if it were, like a percentage partnership ownership, then I would put both of your voices on that voice verification.
Right.
But since you're the registered owner, definitely we can do that. So what I'll do during the voice verification is I'll prompt you, and you can give authorization to Otis, and then we'll give his phone number and his name to access your account on your behalf, if that's what you'd like to do.
That's what I would like to do. Yeah.
No problem. No problem. Yeah. That's easy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Throw me something harder.
Yeah, hey. Not following the way that the Lord tell you to go.
Well, I don't know if I want to go there. That is harder. I like making the devil nervous when I get out of bed in the morning.
The only way that you're going to make him nervous is knowing that the Lord, and call on the name of Jesus, because the devil's trembling at his name. You and I can't make him nervous. He already overcame us. We can get overcome us. That's right. Because you can't make him nervous, because we don't have the capacity to make him nervous. You don't. He's above us. He's a spiritual. We are immortal.
That's true. You are right. You are right. Absolutely.
We have no control over the devil. We can't fight him. We lost from the beginning.
Yeah.
After we fail.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me.
I'm gonna get the phone back to Otis. I keep you on speakerphone. Anything that I need to do, he's gonna pay. And anything, I just want his number to be there on the calls, or you know, it could be a dual number. You know, call one or the other. You see what I'm saying? And then the email. So
now whose name is going to be on the credit card you're using? Because that'll make a difference in how I set it up too.
Brother Clopton.
Okay. All right. And then do you, let me see. So I'll put him in. I'm thinking of where I can put his info that's going to work. Okay. I got it. I think I got it. So what I'll do, let me grab, so your full name is William Moon, and it's senior, right?
William Joseph Moon, senior. That's
okay,
my point.
Perfect. And then, now, do you want to be the first point of contact, though, right, Moon?
That's okay.
Okay. What's your email address?
Blackstar.
Black what?
Blackstar.
Star.
B-L-A-C-K.
Gotcha.
Star. S-T-A-R. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Blackstar, 1258.
1258.
At Yahoo or gmail.com.
Okay. Which one did you prefer? Which one did you have, the Gmail or the Yahoo?
You can put both. You can put, I prefer Yahoo.
Got it.
So
you
that's
got
what
it.
Going into. Okay.
All right. And then, so what I'll have to do, I'm going to put you in as preferred first contact. And then I'm going to put Otis in as for billing info. For our purposes here. There we go. Okay. So now the next part is going to be gathering information. Company name, spelling, address, all that good stuff. Do you want me to do that with Otis, or you want to do that part?
Well, as far as mine, it's Moon's Construction Incorporated.
Oh, is it apostrophe S? Moon apostrophe S?
No, yeah, just plain old Moon, M-O-O-N.
Construction, got it.
Construction, INC.
Got you.
Hold up, I have to get my license. I got my license here. I have to go get it. So whatever you need, that's my, and my, the building at my address is, to my house.
Okay. And that's that 9400 Fredericksburg Turnpike?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there, not familiar with, now, is that a business district? Oh no, that's your home address, you said.
That's right. 22580 is the zip code.
22580. Perfect. And then business number is 571-229-4339?
That's correct.
Perfect. Let me update that. And then, alright, so, let's see here. So what I'm gonna do, when we set up the Google business profile, I'm gonna tell them not to publish your actual street address. You're still gonna show as a pin on the map in the general neighborhood, so it doesn't throw the results off, but not close enough that some crazy could come and find where you actually live. Makes sense?
Absolutely. That makes much sense.
Perfect. All right. And I think, let me see here, to do a website, do you want to run through all of your services for me, or do you want Otis to do that?
Well, on the service that we do, I do landscaping, I do heavy equipment operation and drainage. I do deck.
Whoops, hold on. I can't take that. Hang on.
that's what I do.
Landscaping. I caught drywall.
But just I do painting.
Painting. There we go.
All these things. I'm a painter. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Remodels, right?
Remodels. Mm-hmm. Demos. I do demos. Refurbish houses.
Okay. All right. And then
install underground cable. I mean, these are the jobs and things that I do. I got about seven trades. Seven jobs.
Okay. equipment. Now, heavy equipment operator, do you have your own equipment, or do you, is it?
I have some of my own equipment. I have availability to anything that I need.
Perfect. So I'm just going to say heavy equipment.
Mini excavator, underground cable, fiber technologies. I got this bulldozers. I can operate cranes. So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So I'm going to say, so you could even do land clearing.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So what I have so far, I've got general construction, general contractor, landscaping, drywall, paint, remodeling, demolition, home refurbishment, installing underground cable, heavy equipment, excavation, land clearing. Oh, you said landscaping too. I got that.
Yeah. Okay.
Any others that you can think of?
Oh, I could, like I say, basically I could do anything that, electrician, anything, because I can hire, I'm a contractor, right?
So I
go out on the job and do a job, and I need a permit, and I want to run in electrical, I just go hire an electrician that's certified. So I can pretty
gotcha.
Much do, my field, I can't call myself a painter, I can't call myself a landscaper, but that's a specialty that I don't tack on it because I'm a contractor. I write contracts, but and within that scope.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Perfect.
So I'm not,
yep.
I won't be no moon painter. I'm not.
Right.
And I could go, I had six of them on there, but like I told you before, they're supposed to be grandfathered over. They didn't tell me I had to go do the paper to grandfather it over to let them know I'm grandfathered over. I thought it automatic did it. So.
I gotcha.
Assess my what I can do.
Now, refresh my memory, Moon. Did you say you had a business Facebook page set up already, or is it just your personal for now?
My son did that. You know how to go on there and do that little stuff?
That's right. I did find that. Okay, and then another question for you. So what I'll need to do is set up your onboarding call with your tech, and now... That can be with you or with Otis. What they're going to do is they're going to go through quality control, so make sure that I intake all of your information correctly. But they'll also go through getting into your reporting dashboard, what you want on your website. Do you want that call to be with you or with Otis?
It could be with me and Otis, but it's according to who's available at the time. Right now, I'm over here working right back at his house. So
right.
And I could be over here tomorrow. Also, I'm planning on being here. So the main thing is, I guess we're going to sit down because I don't need all the jobs coming in immediately today. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah. But I mean,
well, so can we schedule it now for a time that would be convenient for the two of you to be together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess we could do that. Otis, he'd be here tomorrow. He gets in around about 7. I could make sure I'd be here with him. Oh, he'll be here all day tomorrow.
So could we do 10 o'clock? Could we do 10 o'clock your time tomorrow? I've got a slot open.
Okay, that'll work.
Beautiful. 10 o'clock it is. You write that down, because I'm not in that screen. I kind of popped over. You sound like you're in a hurry, so I'm trying to get you moving so that you can pass.
I lose a lot of time when I talk. My mouth run long.
Yeah, no problem.
But at talk, I can't whistle and ride. whistle and ride. I'm not getting done what I need to do, but it's all good because it's a good thing.
You are a stitch, Moon. You must be something to work with. I tell you, you're cracking me up. And I'm doing a little copy paste here, so don't mind me. And I'm going to use, now do you have access to that Blackstar 1258 email address on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful. All right. And then Mr. Otis, so he's going to be the card holder.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me, Otis? Hey, Otis.
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name is C-L-O-P-T-O-N?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you. And then on the card...
You got the text message, huh?
Did I? Let me look.
Did you get this message? Yes, you called my number.
I didn't get a recent text from you guys. Did you send one?
Did you get my, when I sent you my phone number off his, off of his phone?
Yeah. Yes, so sir, I did. Okay. That one I did get. Yep. Okay. I'm going to grab that. And then, Otis, on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear, or is it just Otis Clopton?
Otis Clopton.
All right. Thank you, sir. I don't need those digits yet. There's one spot, you know, way ahead of everything else where it asks me. That's just goofy that way. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd kind of change their, the order, I guess. Let's see. And let's see how, to, note this in here. And now, Moon, our technician may call you William the first time you talk to him. Just correct him and tell him it's Moon. Unfortunately, I don't have a way to put in a nickname. And for the stuff I have to write up for our tech, it has to be the official information. So it has to be your real name, I'm afraid.
That's okay. I understand.
I just wanted you to know that we weren't trying to, you know, get around calling you by what you prefer to be called, other than late to supper.
I guess that's all. Like I told you before, I'm just, all my life I went by Moon. They called me. Yeah. I'd be steady walking. They call me Bill. I don't. Not even looking. Call Moon.
And then now, I'm debating which phone number. Well, I gotta put Otis's phone number in for the main, for the billing contact. So, okay, we got this covered. We'll be alright with this. It gets tricky when we have two different phone numbers, but I'm navigating. We'll get around it. And then, are you by chance bilingual or English only?
English only.
English only. You got it.
Let's
see. Okay, and then we're going for 10 o'clock your time tomorrow. So in just a minute, I'm going to send you a couple of emails here.
What time is it there?
I'm sorry, what was that on?
What time is it there right now?
It is 12:37 here.
That's 4 hours different.
Well, great. Right. Big difference, ain't it?
Yeah, hot. Right.
When I was in Idaho, it was just 2 hours different.
So, Moon, I'm going to send you two emails. These are just informational, but we'll just make sure they get there. Sometimes they like to go into spam. So the first one is information on that dashboard and analytics, the area where you can log in to see how many clicks and calls you're getting. So that one's on its way, and it went to your Yahoo. And then the next one, I've got to doctor up a little bit because I want it to show your discounts in here. And right now it defaults to retail, and I don't want it to show retail because we didn't go with retail. We got you some sweet discounts. There we go. All right. And then the second one is the exact price and package I quoted you and all of the inclusions. If you notice anything wrong or missing or questions in that, let me know. But I'm confident everything will be fine. Let's see. And then I'm going to send you also, I'm going to do three text messages to you. I think the one I already sent you is going to be my direct contact information. So I mentioned to one of you, and I can't remember which one. I used my dog on a bone or dog in a hunt. If you ever have problems while we're working with you, you'll work with your tech more than you'll work with me from here on out, but I am the lead on your account. So if you ever have problems, I'm the dog you want on that hunt. Let me know. If I can't fix it myself, I'll find somebody who can. So don't sit and sit and stew on something. Don't let it dangle. Let me know. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
And then the next one is customer service. So you've got their info and you can plug that in your phone too. And then the third one is information on the call tracking, just how that works and how we'll track those clicks and calls to your site.
Okay.
I'm checking through here. I'm checking my work to make sure I don't have any typos and make sure I gave everybody what they needed so far. Okay, so there's something else we just rolled out a few weeks ago. It's optional. It's included in all of our packages, but it's still up to you whether you want it or not. And there's no additional charge for it. It's called our Splash app. So it's an app that you can download from the Play Store and it'll install on your existing cell phone. Through that app, you can place and receive calls right through that app. It has its own phone number and it will be a local number to you. So I would say probably a 571 area code. And it creates a distinction between your business and personal phones, basically. So if you wanted to make a personal call, you would switch out of the app and just make a call like you normally would on your phone. But if you wanted to do, say, a business call through the app using that number, you just pop into the app and dial the number there. And each of your employees, or like Otis, can have their own business line right there on their own phones as well, and it doesn't cost anything extra for more lines. And I'm looking through, I'm trying to remember all the rest of the things that go on with that app as options. You have the option to record calls too. So, you know, maybe you're talking with a client and you're on the fly and you can't write everything down. You can hit the record button, go back later, listen to all the details. Okay. Is that something that you guys would be interested in?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to put you down for it, and now I'm going to send you one more text message then, and it's the application for the Splash app. I believe it's still in beta testing. I know they have openings left yet, so that's not an issue of not being able to get in. I think they want more info from you when they set the app up is the reason for the application itself.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to do some more copy-paste here. Now that we've got a few things nailed down and verified, then I can just copy-paste. And then let's see here. The domain name for your website, I'm going to let you sort that out with your tech. They'll be able to look up right away and see which domain names are available and, you know, kind of toss around ideas with them. And then, are there areas outside of Woodford, any areas around you guys that you'd really like to saturate and you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, like I told you before, I travel, so the 50-mile radius of where we at is better as far as gathering, traveling, and people and time. So,
perfect.
As I need it, but there's no area I won't travel if the money is right and the price is right.
Gotcha. All right. And then what would you want to put for your hours of operation?
Is it more, can we add more territory on?
Yeah, you sure can.
So we're going to keep it simple, starting off with Spotsylvania County.
Spotsylvania County.
And then work our way up to more when the time is right.
I'm sorry, what was the other one, Otis?
Spotsylvania County, and we'll move up to more when the time is right. Once we get our feet wet, when we're used to swimming, then we're going to increase.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. And that's a good plan. And two, something for you guys to keep in mind as you grow. There are other things that we can do that'll get a further reach for you or even saturate current reach further. There's a new program called Google Guaranteed. I've been calling it the replacement for Angie's on steroids because the leads are exclusively yours. So that's an option. I haven't looked to see if it's available there yet. It's not available in all areas and not available for every category. Otherwise, there's also Google Ads, which are very effective. So as you grow and you decide you want some more business, definitely let me know and we can just build. We can keep building with you so that your business continues to increase at the pace that you want it to, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Now, what do you want to have for your hours of operation?
Well, what's the thing you want to start off? I get this job from 7 to 5. But like I said,
okay.
Seven to five is great.
Yeah.
When we need to increase,
that's right.
We just deal with the customer.
Okay. Yeah. For 7 to 5. Yeah.
7 to 5 in USA, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, and I also if specialty, I can come in on Sunday.
Okay. I'm going to say Saturday and Sunday by appointment.
She's just a by appointment, so you're just dealing with the customer.
Okay, there you go. Got you. Everybody wants Sunday, you know.
And on the seventh day he rested. You guys need time off, too.
I ain't rested. He did. He taught me.
And then, did you want any kind of payment integration? So if you've got like Square or PayPal or Venmo, any of those, did you want those on your website for people to be able to pay by?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead. I was going to say something. I do have Square. Oh. I do have, I don't like, I get PayPal if I want to, but what I have is Cash App.
Okay. All right.
I like that. Yeah, Cash App don't charge, but Square do both ways. I think PayPal gotcha. Is free. That's pretty good. I'll put that on later. But I do have Cash App.
Okay, so I'll take Cash App.
I got Square, but I don't. It costs me both ways. I do have Square.
Okay, so should I say Cash App if possible, and otherwise Square if not?
It is possible. But it costs both ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. All right, and then we're going to leave that address off of your Google Business profile. Mm-hmm. Oops. Okay, so far we're looking good. Let me make sure I've got everything over here. Oh, I need to set up your calendar appointment for tomorrow. We'll do that right now before I forget again.
Any information for me, I can send it through text for you right quick if you need me to.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Mrs. Otis, if you need any information for me, I can send it through text if you need me to.
Oh, okay. Okay. So far, I think we're all right. I appreciate that, though. I'll let you know if I do. I'm going to do another copy-paste. Mm-hmm. There we are.
Could you send all that stuff that you sent to me, could you send it to Otis's email also?
I can do that. What?
I appreciate you could do that.
Otis, would you go ahead and text me your email address?
I can send
those. Perfect. Thank you, hon. All right, let me see here. Make sure I get this calendar appointment in there right. I don't want to stumble you up. Here we go. And then let me go over. Otis, I'm going to go grab. There you are. Perfect. So I'm going to put both of you on this calendar appointment. for your onboarding call for tomorrow morning. And so it's going to come to your emails. And the subject line starts with Local Splash CIE. And if I could have you go open up those emails and then hit the, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. And if you'd hit the yes on both of those, that would be great. And Otis, I'm forwarding these other two emails that I sent to Moon over to you right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll text those to you here in just a second. Or actually, maybe you did already get my text messages. I think they would have gone to yours.
That's a nice picture of you.
Oh, I thank you. I appreciate that. Did that calendar appointment come through?
So, hold on. Huh. Wait, it's small, okay. No.
Nothing yet?
Have it, yeah. It says, Friday 18th, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It got your email, original.
It's perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Yep, just go ahead and hit yes on that.
And do I have to send it back, or does it go to your magazine?
Yep, just send it back, and then it'll automatically update on my calendar.
Oh, that's it, yes. But
he's not using
perfect.
My phone, he's on his phone. That makes a difference.
Okay.
Shouldn't. Should be okay.
That's good for me.
Otis, I got yours back, Otis. Let me see if yours is going to come through. No, nothing from yours yet, Moon.
No,
I didn't open it yet.
I don't know. Yeah,
oh! I misheard you.
Yeah, you use my phone. Yeah, here on that.
Oh! That doesn't work then, does it? Buddy. I should have realized that. All right. So I'll let you catch that after.
My son does most of my stuff because I'll be out in the field most of the time.
No, sure, of course.
See my email.
You know what?
So.
I'm going to do a little swap on email addresses here for just a minute. So I can only have one email address on the account. Right now I'm toggling back and forth, which is fine. It's just that once you're in, I can only have one email address. But for right now, I'm going to switch over to Otis's so that Otis can get your receipt on his phone. So I want you to have that. Yeah, absolutely. All right. And then let's see here. Let's go to the right place. And I've actually got to put that appointment in another spot too. Well, two other places really. One for our tech and one for the tech boss. There we go. Okay. Let me set up your subscription here real quick and make sure I've got your discounts in there. And now when this comes through to on your receipt, I don't know if I told you what the breakout is. So every single month, we're going to be buying $100 Facebook ads for you guys. It's already in your price. Nothing changes. It's just that when your receipt comes, it's going to show that $100 broken out. Well, it'll show everything in your package broken out. But just so you don't have a heart attack and think that we're going to be charging you an extra $100 for your Facebook ads, I know it confuses a lot of people, so I like to give you a heads up that it's broken out like that. And that's every single month we make that purchase. You don't have to do a thing, and you don't have to pay any more.
Okay. And my company got 100 shares. I got up to 100 shares right now.
In Facebook?
Just in my company.
Oh, and gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha, nice. All right. And I want to make sure I've got your discounts. Good, it took you discounts. So, now does the company name appear on this credit card, Otis, or just your first and last?
Just my first and last name.
Okay. And then phone number that would be attached to the billing, is that your 267 area code, 403?
Yes, cell phone, yes.
All right. And then, I've got... Okay, so I'll need your address that's attached to that credit card billing, Otis.
Okay. I'll send it to Texas.
Perfect.
You
blurred out a little bit on me.
Anything else you need?
Let's see. Well, I'll need the card number, but you probably don't want to send that through text.
Yeah.
City, state, and zip are the only other things.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And then when we get to the card, I'll just have you read that to me. I think that's safer.
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. Let me get over there. Wait, let me grab your address first. It hasn't quite hit my inbox.
I just sent it.
Well, I think it's my system that's taking its sweet time.
Like I said, I'm in the country a little bit. Yeah.
The last one came through pretty quick.
No, I sent it beforehand. I sent it before that. I kind of thought you needed it.
Oh, gotcha.
I thought, actually, whatever you need, I could send it right then, and then, you know, you got it.
Well, and it looks like, let me try one more refresh here and see if I can get it to come through. Hey, there we go. It hit. 31246 Catharpin Road.
Catharpin.
Catharpin. Gotcha. I would not have gotten that. Locust Grove. Okay. All right. And then is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Otis?
Master.
Okay. I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'll stop you if I can't hear anything.
5187.
Okay.
4780.
Okay.
0270.
Okay.
7547.
Was that a 7547?
7547.
Perfect. And then the expiration, please.
0427.
All right. And then last but not least, the security code.
522.
I'm sorry, one more time.
522.
5. Got it. Okay, let me update that, and then I'll send that through, and then I will let you know there'll be one more email on its way.
Do you want to print the numbers?
No need. I'm pretty confident we got it. I was looking as I was typing them in. I don't like to say them out loud just for your own security. I don't think anybody's listening to me, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this email is going to go... Whoops, wrong screen. There we go, yeah. So this email is going to go to yours, Otis, and the title is going to be Local Splash Initial Invoice. And sometimes it takes it a minute to get there. All right, it should be on its way. And then when that one gets there, I'm going to do the voice verification while we wait for it. And what's going to be in that email is a duplicate of what I'm reading. So if you want to, while I'm reading, while you can go in, open up that email, there's a link about 4 sentences in. Click here to accept, and then it'll ask you to type your name at the bottom of the next page. And then while that does its thing, I'll start the voice verification. So this is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So there are a few places that I'll prompt you to, like, say the name of the company so we get it right. We double, triple, and quadruple check a lot of things to make sure that they're all accurate before they go out, and this is another one of them. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Moon Construction.
INC.
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 Yeah. Moon Construction.
Thank you. And then, Moon, this is going to be you. So please state your name and title within the business.
He just walked away. He said he's going to get some paperwork for you.
Oh. Can you flag him back?
I'll walk towards him. Not a problem. Sorry about that misunderstanding.
That's okay.
Talk to me only. What's the name of this, the email you sent me? Is it a local
supplier? Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Local Splash. Yeah, I think I've seen it.
Perfect.
I got it. Yeah, I just need to talk to you.
Did you find the click here?
I was talking to you at the same time. I opened it. Yeah. It just says, welcome to Local Splash. The email. I don't see no click here, though. It says welcome.
Oh, you know, you probably got two emails. One will say Local Splash Initial Invoice.
You got to click here, yep.
Awesome.
Okay, yes.
Hey, Moon. So I need you to say your name and title within the business for me.
Okay, William Joseph Moon Sr., moonconstruction.inc.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And is there anyone else that you'd like to have access to your account?
Yes, Otis Clapton.
Thank you. And then I'll have you send it back over to Otis. Since his name is on the card, I'll have him do the next part. And I think you're good. You can now go do your whatever you were going to go do. Otis and I'll wrap it up.
Okay, if you need anything about me, it's right here. Okay. You woke up and tell me. Come on.
All right, are you ready, Otis? All right, and then are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 18th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448. The breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning next month, your flat rate will be $349, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 18th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue, you may do so at any time by giving 3 days prior notice to the billing date after October 18th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Every month will be on the 18th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
Perfect. Thank you. And how did that email work for you? That the click here.
It says cancel or refuse, and then it goes, "I you want me to sign down here."
Yes, please. Yep.
How do I do that?
All you do is just type your name in, just as it appears to Otis Clopton. It will want punctuation. It'll want like the O capitalized and the C capitalized.
All right, okay. There's except. It confirms signature?
Yes.
When I hit it, and I don't see nothing happening. But I'm supposed to check that thing up top, because I certify that I am the authorized holder.
Yes. Sorry, I should have pointed that out to you.
All right, this says username, password. I don't have one.
Awesome. You got to the right place. So that's actually going to be the dashboard where you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, do all those functions, and they'll get that login information to you tomorrow during your onboarding call.
So,
don't need to do anything now. You guys are all set. Congratulations.
And
welcome aboard.
And you're going to send me your information for the website and everything, right?
Yes. Yep, I will. Okay. So I sent you two emails, and then I will... Oh, you already got my text messages, so you're good there. So I think you have copies of everything. I think you're good to go.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you was for the... what you said, and I'm trying to explain what you said. I don't want to mess up the wording too bad. The app.
No worries.
The app.
Yeah. Oh, did you not get that one? Okay, let me grab that and send that to you real quick. Let's see here. Let me go grab that quick. It'll take me just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where are you? Yeah. Oh, no. There it is. I lost the link for a minute there. Okay, there we go. All right, on its way to your phone, Otis.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your business. You guys have a blessed day, and let me know if you need anything, okay?
Well, at the beginning, I do call it a lot at the beginning because everything's so green, so I need to get a little color to it. So I appreciate you letting me see.
Absolutely. And our texts are amazing.
What time is your time?
4 o'clock our time, so 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock your time we close.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Talk to you soon, Otis. Bye,
okay,
Moon.
Bye,
okay, see you later.
Thank you. All right, you too, guys.